Blog Talk Radio.
Boss Lady Publishing.
Happy Friday. What's going on?
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Miss Tony.
Hey,
how are
Missy?
You?
I am good. I dodged the red lights and running around.
Not the red light.
Get in here tonight.
Not the red light.
Well,
tonight
is going to be
a good night for the red light. We're going to do a red light special tonight. Go ahead. Let me hear what you had to say, Miss Tony.
No, I had to be in here for this show tonight, boy.
Yes, I had to be here, too, on time. And daggone, Aaron's going to miss it all because Aaron couldn't be here tonight because he had something to do. So the women, we're going to be up in the clubhouse, and we're going to be talking about this thing that we got going on, the scattered panties. The women give it up too fast. No, do they give it out too much? Like, we're going to find out. We're going to see what these authors have to say, how they weigh in, how our callers weigh in. And we want to know. We want to hear what's on your mind.
Yeah.
It is going to be hot in the clubhouse. And tonight, since Aaron is not here, ladies, I sent all the women from the greenhouse, the green room, I sent them home. Sent them all home, and I've replaced them with replacements that you'll enjoy if you should have to slip off into the green room while we're on the radio tonight, okay? So just know it's different food. It's not Aaron's hot wings from Hooters that he orders or his ribs, his lobster. We don't have any of that. We have other stuff, but it's a secret. But you'll only know if you end up down there, okay?
Okay.
But tonight is going to be a hot show. I'm excited. What do you think about that, Miss Tony? How do you think about, what they talk about the modern-day dating? You know, a lot of women, they're like, taking guys home with them on the first night. Like I was telling you about, I was watching the Steve Harvey show. I was getting my nails done, and they had, TV in the area, and he was showing how he was doing a challenge with women to try the things that he has in his book. And one woman was like, well, no, I have my own way. You know, I do stuff my way. So he was like, well, just try it. Let's see you on a date trying it your way, and then we'll see you on a different date. So she, they had him out there, and she had the guy, and she was just like all take control. Like she was taking over the conversation. She didn't let the man talk. He had brought her flowers, and when he passed her the flowers, I was like, okay, thank you. Then she passed him a gift, first date. And he was like, his look on his face was like, it was like a little, I think it was a watch. I couldn't hear it all so well, but I think it was a watch. And it was like a little box, a little watch box or whatever. And he was like, well, what's this or whatever? He's like, oh, it's a present. He said, I was out shopping, I was doing some me things, so I just decided to pick you something up. Like, and he was like, okay. So he sat it down. So, again, it was just all uncomfortable throughout the conversation. When the check came, he was in the bathroom. She paid for it. The man came back. He got ready to pay for it. And she was like, oh, no, I have it. And he was like, well, dang. So then she invited him to her house for a nightcap.
Oh.
First date. So it was just crazy. And then she was like, why don't I have somebody over? I'm like, this is a stranger, A. B, you just going to take anybody to your house. C, when you get raped and mugged, don't call the police because you clearly set yourself up for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, why would you do that? But, hey, some people be like, hey, it's my prerogative. I'm having fun. It might turn out well. I have some people that have one-night stands and stuff, they be together forever. I don't know. But, we're going to talk about those subjects tonight in the clubhouse. We're going to be jumping it off. Two great authors, Erica Keys and Shadi McGraw, They're going to be in here, and we're going to be chopping it up in the clubhouse about what you think about scattered panties. Miss Tony, we're going to let you go ahead on and pay those bills because we need the mics to be working when the guests get here. You know, we don't want them to come snatching out the plugs and stuff while we're in the middle of the show.
No, we can't have that. Then we have a whole other show.
Yes.
But I'd like to welcome you guys to our Friday night edition. Yes, it's Friday, the start of the weekend, to Writing Royalty Radio. My name is Tony, and I am one of your fantastic co-hosts tonight. And we have, like we said, a hot show for you. So stay tuned. The Writing Royalty Radio is dedicated to joining authors and readers together, creating a community of reading and writing greatness. And in relation to that, I was on my way home, Nene, and I just saw a beautiful thing on the subway. So a 12-year-old young boy sitting there enjoying reading a book.
Yeah.
And I just looked at him. All I could do was smile and thought about kids and reading. That's how it all starts out.
Mm-hmm.
Young with a great book in
your
hand.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm. It really is. But I like to remind some people to pick up any book. She has some fantastic things out there on the market. She has the T-Trap Series 1, 2, and 3, and she is busy, busy, busy penning Part 4. So be on the lookout for that because I know I am scratching at the bit to get it in my hand. She also has, and it's going to be well worth it, guys. She also has the Trust No Beast Series 1, 2, and 3. Now, if anybody hasn't read that, that is a classic that you must get into your library. And she shares that with the one and only author, Cash, Street Lit. That is an all-time classic. She also has under the G Street Chronicles a blazing title called Painted, Live, Fear, and Death. She's pinning that part, too, as we speak. So Miss Capri is busy over there. So be on the lookout for that. We have a hot summer of reading. And for my absentee co-host, Aaron Bebo, he has some things that you may want to read. He has The Rat Hunters. That was pretty good. That was actually my first book I read of Bebo's. Change for a Dollar, Till My Casket Drops, among a few. And also under the G Street Chronicles title, he has I Used to Love Her. And he is also pinning part two to that. And while you're out there, he has that on sale for 99 cents. At Amazon, so make sure you click over there and pick up that sale price because it's not going to be there for long. Also,
that's
while you're there, you may want to look out for Boothang. That's also 99 cents. Part two to that is coming out. So we got some busy offers on tap. Hot summer of reading coming up. And with that, I'm going to kick it over to my beautiful co-host, Mrs. Leisha. What's going on, girl?
Hey, everybody. This is Leisha. For all those, nothing much, for all those that don't know who I am the head of Writing Royalty Promotion as well as the head promoter for author Nene Capri and her Boss Lady Publishing label. Super excited, y'all. This is, I'm not even going to say tonight. The next, I want to say 2 weeks is about to be off the chain up in the clubhouse. Y'all just need to stay tuned because this is about to go down, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I always like to keep you guys informed on what's hot and what's going on. Right now, G Street, they doing their thing. They're making it happen. There is an Amazon super sale. You can get Swift Motivation for 99 cents. You can get Tainted for 99 cents. And you can get I Used to Love Her for 99 cents. So
it's going
to
run throughout the
now,
I'm sorry.
Yes, make sure y'all hit those one clicks because, you know, Nene don't play with that pen. Her pen blazes every time she puts that to the paper. So, you know, Tainted 2 is on the way.
Mm-hmm.
Along with P-Trap 4, and she got a little something-something on the side, special, just waiting for us. So between now and I'm going to say next spring, Nene about to do some things with these books. So if you're on Facebook, there are excerpts for the first chapter of Tainted 2 and for Trap 4. If you go on Nene Capri's author page, the excerpts will be there. This is about to go down. And her and Cash are bringing out the prequel from Trust No Bitch, The Eyes in Cayenne, and that's about to come out soon as well. So super excited. It's about to go down up in here. I can't wait.
I'm excited, too. I'm excited for reading.
Yes.
Absolutely. It's awesome. And we're going to definitely, you know, have to give the honor of talking about just one male in the absence of Aaron, because before we start talking about how these panties be hitting the floor, we got to find out who cooked, who, what did we have? Because this is like, I didn't have anything. Like, I've been writing all day in between resting. You cooked yesterday?
I cooked yesterday. Yes, I did. I cooked yesterday. I made like a teriyaki, give them some vegetables. I wanted to make it like kind of like, you know, you Chinese, but not Chinese. It was just some rice, some vegetables. And so they have a leftover.
Okay.
But Miss Tony, she watched 101 over there. What you cook today, Miss Tony?
You know, I didn't get a chance to cook today, but I already made sure my family's eating, so they're in there chowing down. I got some Jamaican food, and they're in there eating. Ooh. So I could do my show.
Okay.
It's a rare treat that I buy food outside because, you know, God, I'm always in the kitchen.
Yes, I'm like,
always in the
kitchen. Did she say she stopped by fast food? I don't know. I didn't hear that.
I thought she said Jamaican food. You got
fast food?
No, I got Jamaican food.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Some
home cooked Jamaican food.
You don't cook Jamaican food?
Huh?
Who said they don't cook? You made home. You who did to make the food?
No, I picked it up on my way home because I didn't have time.
Okay.
I just got in here under like 6:58.
Okay, good, because,
oh,
me
wow.
too. I can't slide in the door, too, Tony. I'm not going to talk because I know my time clock is going to have the minute before the show. It's right on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm going to have that right
on
it, but I'm excited.
I was tired.
You were
yes,
tired?
I was
you don't
tired.
Go to sleep.
Yes, you know, I don't sleep, y'all. I'm either in this bed, folks see in my invites like, you still up? I'm either working or going over something, or I try to make sure, like when I do the flyers for the show, I try to make sure I'm ahead, you know, because sometimes I get super busy. But yeah, I was up at 6 a.m. I didn't go to bed. I was up like it was 2 in the afternoon.
That's ridiculous.
My husband just shook his head on his way to work. He was like, "So when you plan on getting to sleep?" I don't know. I've learned to embrace it. I've just learned to embrace that sometimes I don't be sleepy. You'll get enough sleep.
As he would say, when you're gone, when you're dead and gone, get some sleep. You got work right now. You're trying to build your little empire. Your brain is all over the place. I know the feeling. So, we got to get this stuff done. We got so much stuff jumping off, so many projects that we can't wait to bring to our Reed and family. We're going to have a ball for the rest of the summer, on through the winter, going into the spring. As Leisha said, this is going to be phenomenal. Make sure that you're checking out Right and Royalty Promotions. Leisha has some wonderful packages, discounts if you're a show member, if you're a show supporter or sponsor. We have wonderful things for authors. We have wonderful gifts for readers. A lot of our gifts that we give out are secret gifts. Like, we don't always broadcast what's given out to our different readers, but, you know, if you write into Writing Royalty Radio and at gmail.com, you can put in their membership or sponsorship to
right.
see how to get on board with what's going on. Go ahead, Leisha, because, you know, that's your job.
It's writingroyalty at gmail.com. The website is writingroyaltyradio.com. Also, the website for Writing Royalty Promotions is just writingroyaltypromotions.com. And then the email is writingroyaltypromotions at gmail.com. But also, check out the Writing Royalty Promotions fan page, only because I don't just put stuff on there just for readers. You know, I don't just put the books on there. I put stuff on there for everybody. So I put little pointers on there that would be helpful as far as marketing, especially for the authors and things of that nature. So check that out. I got some few little hints and little extra things that I put on there. I try to put something on there for everybody.
Right.
Just because, you know, sometimes people need to work together. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you just might be thinking of something and you're not really quite sure, you know, and then you might talk to somebody else and say, you know what, I never really thought about that, but I've been thinking about doing this, that, and the other, and I didn't know how to move it this way. So, you know, it's always good to talk, and if you have information, you to share it. Shout out to DC Book Diva. She does that all the time. She always is sharing her knowledge. She's always putting something on Facebook that she's blogged, and just to help everybody else. And, you know, really that's what we all need to do. But this topic today, ladies, we got to talk about it. We got to talk about it because, you know, we got to do better. And this is the thing. The topic is scattered panties, okay? And, you know, the question we're posing is, are women giving it up too fast? Now, this is the thing. In today's society kind of dictates what's right and what's wrong. Who's to say if you give it up on the first date that it's right or it's wrong? It's really up to that woman. However, I think that as women, we don't think about our image. Not that you have to care what people think. However, a woman, you're supposed to carry yourself a certain way. That's just my opinion. You know, and if you, whatever you're doing, everybody should know what you're doing. But everybody doesn't have to get what you have. You don't have to give everybody everything. Because my thing is, if you give every man you see everything you have, when you get married or you get that one person in your life, what do you have to give them that you haven't given everybody else? You know, they'll have your heart and they'll have your trust. They'll have all those things, but there are still some things physically that you should be able to give your husband that no other man can say that he's ever had. You know what I'm saying? It's just something that's saved just for them. And, you know, we got to do better because, you know, ladies, I don't know what we're doing out here, but it ain't working. Everybody complaining they can't find a good man. Everybody complaining about the men they do find. And sometimes, just sometimes, it ain't the men. It's the person that's looking for the men.
Miss Lisa had a whole cup of me out this morning. Y'all better watch y'all back. This is Right and Royalty Radio. We on here with the fabulous Miss Tony and Miss Lisa. This is a special Friday edition, Scattered Panties. We have two fabulous authors. They'll be coming into the clubhouse real soon. This is going to be an exciting topic. Do the women give it up too fast? You know, are we compromising? Or, you know, do they have too many partners? You know, like some women I have talked to before, they say they have somebody for everything that they want. Like, you know, a guy they just go out with, a guy they just sleep with, a guy who may only, you know, just give them, you know, oral pleasures or whatever. Like, they have, like, four or five different dudes, like somebody who takes them on vacation. Like, and they like to have all that going on, you know. And some of them they sleep with, some of them they not. Some of them they just having dinner with and going to the movies or whatever. But you have it a lot of different kinds of ways. So, you know, we're just going to talk about that. You know, are those panties getting scattered just a little too far and why? I don't know. I mean, hey, I ain't judging. So each is his own. But I want to hear what you guys have to say. We're going to hear what the authors have to say. And we're going to weigh in with our chat room. Shout out to the chat room and also our callers. Please, when you hear something that you agree with or you disagree with, press those ones. You know, get involved. What you think, Miss Tony, before we get ready to drop them beats and bring, you know, our guests into the clubhouse?
Well, I just want to say that I hear and I agree with what Leisha says. And sometimes, you know, you do want to keep something special that no one else has had that you can give to your special person. And going from that example that you gave us at the top of the show about the woman buying a watch and paying for dinner, now, if it was flipped and I was going out somewhere like that, I would give them the side eye. You know, you buy me a watch and it's the first time we're going out. You're picking up the tab, you're doing this and you're doing that. As a woman, I wouldn't be too thrilled to be going out on a second date with someone like that because you kind of wonder, like, where does he think this is going? But that's just my opinion. You know, it's just some things you just got to take in stages.
But do you think what Leisha said, because she brought up a good point about, you know, your heart, your trust, like everybody has a different value on different things. You know what I'm saying? Like, one person might say, well, you know, the body, you know, it's my temple. I share it with who I want to share it with. But, you know, the things that's important to them are the other things that she mentioned. Like, you know, I'm going to save this part of my heart. I'm not going to let nobody get into this part of my heart. Or I won't have kids with any other man until I get married. Or, you know, people have other things that's sacred to them that they'll come into those situations with. So, yeah, it's a fine line because you want to hold true to each person's, you know, personal code. Because everybody has one. But, you know, with the way society looks, you have the different shows and stuff. Everybody's sleeping with everybody's man and everything's going on. And it's a lot going on. And, you know, these are the things that people are seeing. And it's, you're wondering, like, you, even when you watch those reality shows where they just coming together as friends, just so you know, half of them is in each other's bed, like, right there in live and real form. So it'd be like, they all in that house together, and, you know, things get naughty. But, you know, a lot of stuff is built, you know, around that. But, you know, I'm interested in seeing what, you know, everybody's going to have to say. Leisha, I don't think that our guests have arrived yet. If they did, they did not press their ones. You know, definitely press your ones once you come into the clubhouse so that we can know that it is you. We're going to have a song going. Leisha, go ahead on and drop that beat so that we can move on with the show. We're talking about scattered panties.
What are we dropping right now? What are we going to do? Let's see.
I don't know. What you think? You want to let Beyonce talk to him? Want to let Beyonce talk to him?
Let's do a little TLC.
All right, look, go ahead.
Thank you.
All right. Deadline special. Okay. Let me find out.
TLC.
All right. So tonight
I'm
is our
say shout
special
out to
Friday
the chat room.
Yes, yes. Let us know what's going on in the chat room.
You
got.
They are off the hook. So let me explain what we started to do. I set up an event in our Facebook writing royalty group so that we can do a chat because not everybody can log online. You know, sometimes they can just listen, but they want to participate. They may be at work or at an event or something, but they may have something to say. So I started the event, and then I set up a group chat so that we can all talk, and I can post questions, they can post questions, and we can all just talk. I want to say shout-out to the chat room because I put it up. What day was that? I put it up Monday? No, I put it up the day before yesterday. Whatever day I put it up, they've been talking since then. Everybody is so ready for this comment. I mean, this conversation that we have, but yes, the chat room is the hook, and I don't even think I can share. I'm going to have to ask if I can share some of these things that are being shared in this chat room on right now, only because, you know, I'm going to have to ask some permission because these ladies is going. They going in, but they being honest. They telling it like it is. And they're sharing their experiences. The chat room is off the hook, but I did pose a question in the chat room. And I'm going to ask you ladies to see how you feel about it. And I said, do you think that a lot of women are giving it up in the search of something that they can only get from themselves? And when I say that is, you know, you're having sex and you're sleeping with this one and you're sleeping with that one and you're sleeping with that one because you are looking for something. You are looking for something to be filled. And even though it is, in the words of Author Mimi Ray, you can sleep with who you want to sleep with as long as you're protecting yourself and you're protecting that person, and that's true. But at the same time, because a lot of women are sleeping with multiple people for reasons, you know what I'm saying? If you're trying to fill a void that you're missing inside, you're not really protecting yourself at that point in time because you're looking for something in all the wrong places with all the wrong people. So is it possible that they're looking for something that they have to realize that they can only give themselves? You're not going to find it from a man.
Everybody has a different history or pattern, so I can't say that it's a generalized way that everybody is thinking when they're experimenting with life. You know, because everybody experiments with life differently, you know, in accord to how you were either raised or your experiences or, you know, your own personal code. People adopt a certain personal code, and that's what they do. And, you know, I don't think that you can generalize and say that, you know, everybody who may be in a life journey to right now in this journey, I'm going to sleep with who I want to sleep with, is doing something, you know, because they're looking for something within themselves. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody has a different reason why they do stuff. But you do have circumstances where some people are extra in their creativity on the journey. You know, but hey, I mean, like you said, a lot of people are protecting themselves and stuff, but, you know, just how we're viewed in society, you know, in different cultures and stuff as being loud and rowdy and, you know, ratchet and, you know, sexual, like, deviant. You know, those are a lot of things that's spoken about, you know, black women in certain forums. You know, it's a lot of things saying that we are very educated and we are good mothers and you know, caregivers and things of that nature. So let's not, you know, make it seem like all women are out there doing, you know, things that are questionable and we don't have the strong, the intelligent, and the creators, you know, within, you know, our species of female. But, yeah, I'm interested in seeing what people have to say. You know, do they compromise themselves? I don't know. Let's let everybody weigh in. Let's get our guests in here. Let's ask them, you know, some questions, see what they have to say. Because, you know, we write these books, and in these books you have different types of relationships. The women are different. Some are ratchet. Some are raunchy. Some are crazy. You know, stalkers, you have all types. So, you know, let's see what's in the minds of these authors and what they were thinking. Alicia, could you start bringing them on into the clubhouse?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Let's see who we got in here. We have
Who you got? Are they in the green room? Because you know.
No, she's here. We got author Akira Key.
Yes, hello.
Welcome.
They're both here.
Welcome. How are
Thank
you?
Thank you. I'm pretty good. I'm in traffic, but I'm here. Wasn't
okay.
going to make it.
Great. Well, travel safe. I'm happy you were able to call into the clubhouse and spend this time with us so we can let them get to know the author behind the pen, you know, what you write, what your journey is, and weigh on this hot topic that we have this evening about these scattered panties. Who else has come into the clubhouse?
Yeah, we got them both in. We got Arthur Sade in the house. Hey.
Welcome.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited.
I'm excited with you. Go ahead. You had a comment? You had something you wanted to weigh in on?
Really? I mean, chicks just be looking for something. They either want money, they want a car, they want this big old fancy house. They're, like, willing to sleep with anybody just to get whatever. But me personally, I wouldn't do it. I don't like that type of attention. And then I'm married, so I wouldn't even look that way for a guy, like, to look for anything. But most chicks just probably, like, went through something in their childhood. You know, they're looking for some type of attention or affection. So they just go out in the streets for guys. They just, you know,
please, let me chime in. Chime in, Keith.
Yes.
Honestly, it can be as simple as a female likes to have sex.
Yeah.
She could really just be, you know, that kind of person. She might be free with her body and not really looking for a commitment or anything. Maybe she already did that and she just kind of looked for some fun. Maybe she is a single mother. Maybe she just got divorced, just trying to really just have a little fun. As long as I agree with you, Ray, as long as you protect it. You handling business, X, Y, and Z, your bills paid for, you doing what you got to do, you can have sex if you're an adult. But on the other side, sometimes they have low self-esteem. Self-esteem can be low. They could have been molested, raped, looking for attention, looking for a daddy. They could be looking for a daddy.
Right. Okay.
There's several different reasons. And I've done it.
Okay.
I've done it, and more so looking for, I was in a relationship for a long time, and then when I finally got out of the relationship, I had been single for, like right now, I'm single for, it's been 4 years, and I've been celibate for a long time, and during my celibacy, I have learned so much about myself, and I started writing, and I'm creating, and like, I have really came into myself, because once you sit down and really get to know yourself, without all the outside interferences, you are definitely becoming a better person. Like, I feel like if I have sex at this point, it won't be worth it.
Mm-hmm.
If I have sex at this point, I might miss out on my husband, you know? I feel like I'm putting that off to the side so that I can get more blessings, you know, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Put it like that.
Yes.
Absolutely.
That's real. Go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead, Nene.
No, I just said that, you know, that's a blessing. What we just spoke about is a personal code. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has a personal code. And when you have it, you know, that's the one you live out. Like you said, you had a day, and then you come to a point where you be like, oh, I'm tired of this. I'm done. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But your experience is what etched it in your heart. It taught you. You know what I'm saying? So you wouldn't know the opposite. You could appreciate this side because you had the opposite of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah, definitely.
And then, you know, being a mother, you don't really want to lay up with a different man and have your children see you with different men leaving your house. They calling him daddy, he's not sticking around. You wanna be with somebody and have a sex partner that you probably gonna end up being with, you know? Like at a certain age. Early 20s, cool, have fun, go to college, do what you do, you're entitled to that. But get it out your system. Once you get a little older, start being more real. Like, okay, life, let's combine, let's get a mortgage, let's get a house. Like, it's serious. It's not no more game. So sex is just part of life. Like, it's not the big picture at all. So it's kind of a waste of time if you're not really seeking nothing at the end of the day.
Yes.
But pleasure.
Yeah. That's
but
me.
Now,
you
I'm going to say,
who you are. as I can't, we want to be able to distinguish the ladies apart. But please remind the readers who you are right quick.
I am Arkia Keys, author of Pink Panties 1, 2, and 3, and also a single book called Worst Behavior, Science Pleasure Principles, for almost a year in August. And pretty much me, Keys.
Okay. All right. Well, welcome. Go ahead, Sade.
Yes, I'm Shadi McCraw. I'm the author of Secret 6 Feet Deep. I am also a mom, a wife, and I'm certified medical assistant, as well as an actress. And that's pretty much it. And it's my first book, so I'm excited about it.
Okay,
that's
very
cool.
Good.
Welcome to the author life.
Yes, welcome. And
Absolutely.
You weigh in on the subject for us. How you feel about the topic that we're talking about? I think that a key important point. How do you feel?
You asking me?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she basically said, like, what she said is, it's pretty much true. So, but I put it this way. I mean, it's to each his own. Whoever, if that's how they feel, then, I mean, you can't judge people. They're going to do what they're going to do regardless. So, I mean, it's however they feel.
Right. Right.
And that's so true that she said that. Because now we're going to look, I'm going to do my best Aaron impression. Because, you know, Aaron always gives us the other side of the coin. And so when he not here, you know, we missing that other side. But you have some, and I'm going to say, you know, if you notice sometimes roles are reversed where women are more of the aggressors. And sometimes she just want a cut buddy. She just you know, she might have been married for so long and just out of a divorce and just like, look, I don't need you to leave your clothes out in the house. I don't need you to leave your shoes out in my house. Just come to my house, do what you got to do, and go home. Sometimes that's all it is. Mm-hmm. Let's say, Tony.
Go ahead, Tony.
I think that I'm just trying to wrap my head around this subject. You know, I'm old school. I think the times have changed as far as women not giving it up as quickly as in the past. You know, and I'm just going to keep it real. My husband didn't get the cookie until 4 months after we met. But that's just me. You know, I can only speak from personal experience, and as Nene is always saying, I've been married for 22 years. But what works for me may not work for the next person. You know, and bottom line, it is an individual choice. But sometimes we have to be conscious and mindful of the choices that we make, because once those choices are made, we can't get them back. You know, we can't get back that first night I gave it to them. We can't get that back, you know, and that's going to depend with you as well as the person that you gave it to. And that's
sometimes that one night, though. That one night might be your husband, though. You never know. It's like, you never really know.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. You don't. You never know. And people have, like I said at the beginning of the show, people have had one-night stands. They have met people, you know, and instantly a connection happens and they be together, you know, for forever or, you know, for such a long period of time. So, like you said, to each of his own, and we have to, you know, be able to respect each person's thing. But, you know, since it's such a topic and, you know, people are talking about it, I do agree with Tony, you know, it's not as sacred as it was, you know, back in the day. It wasn't that much sexual freedom. You know what I'm saying? People weren't having conversations. But in some of that privacy, women were being, you know, abused and not speaking out, or they weren't being pleased to the best of what they thought they should be or needed to be, because they weren't talking. They weren't talking to the husbands about certain things. They wouldn't talk about their friends. And a lot of people, you know, lost life or relationships, for instance, because, you know, of not speaking out and not, you know, exercising those freedoms. So, yeah, tonight we are having Writing Royalty Special Friday Night Edition, Scatter Panties. We have the lovely Miss Tony, Miss Alicia. We have Kira Keys, and we have Shadi McGraw in here tonight in the clubhouse. We're talking on these subjects. The ladies are pointing some very, very good points. Alicia, we have a caller in the queue. Bring a caller in for us so they can weigh in with our wonderful guest this evening.
Absolutely, absolutely. 239-234. You are live in the clubhouse. What's your name and where are you calling from?
239-234. You are live in the clubhouse.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hey.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
I am calling from Illinois.
Okay, what's your name?
My name is LaShonda.
Okay, thank you for calling in. We have our wonderful guest. Did you have something for the authors, or did you want to weigh in on this hot topic this evening?
I had something to say to one other artist because I read her book.
You read her book? Okay.
I'm scared. Okay, that was Mrs. Sade McCraw. I read her book. Okay.
Okay.
Girl, that book was good.
All right. Which book was it?
The 16th. You know, that's her first book.
Okay. Uh-huh. That's her first one. Okay. All right. Is she still there? Did she step off into here and make a
I'm here. I'm listening.
She's here.
Well,
she waiting
thank
to
you.
See what she
going to
say.
Is the caller still on? Her call might have dropped because I don't hear her.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll put her
on mute. We'll put her on mute. We'll have to come back to her. But we're glad that she called in and happy that she enjoyed the author's work. It's always good to have our callers call in and express how they feel about what the authors do for them. So that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
But go ahead, Ms. Tony. Is there anything else you had on your mind about this subject, this topic we're talking about here tonight?
No, I'm just listening because, you know, I have a daughter, you know, and I'm interested to hear in what the people are saying about how they feel today about this subject.
Mm-hmm.
And it's I don't want to say troubling because I don't want to step on anybody's toes. This is just
mm-hmm.
my opinion. But
mm-hmm.
it's just interesting to hear the different sides of how
mm-hmm.
people feel about, you know, scattered panties.
He said, just don't be doing it, scattering them all over the place. Yeah, I understand because I, too, have a daughter. So, you know, you do see some things differently. You know, you got to look at the fact of is that something that you would want to pass on, you would have had them doing or picture them doing. So, yeah, that
right.
is true. You know, I know that feeling because I just have a teenager myself, and I'd be like, oh, boy, and she grows up. You know, you always thinking about that. But I parent like you parent. We keep our children very close to us. You know, in their circle of any types of friendships or going about. But all society is not the same. And the thing
right.
that kids do is what kids mimic. Like, you see all these different videos and stuff on Facebook and, you know, different types of world stars. You know, they got the children acting out as the adults and then filming it and then putting it out there. I don't think they realize the magnitude of what they're doing. A, you have your own risky behavior. That's fine, okay? That's your business. You're growing your control of your own personal, movement. But then you have children, and then you say, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go gather up my kids. I'm going to put them on these steps and so forth and so on, and I'm going to let them go to town. And they have to mimic something, so they saw somebody doing it, you know, so it's not like they came out the womb and was twerking, you know what I'm saying? They twerking better than some of these grown folks I see putting up videos. I'm like, oh, my Lord, like, this guy's doing it all day, you know what I'm saying? Is it a part of the daily curriculum in the house? Like, is that the exercise program? I don't know. But I'm like, these little girls are working their bodies like never before, but I don't think that the parents are thinking about the magnitude because the Internet – it has no control over who can get a hold of pieces of information. So when you
right.
put stuff out there, you know, that those videos and pictures can be being sold overseas, you know, with your children and pornography rings and, you know, different things like that. Like
yeah.
people use the Internet for different things, you know what I'm saying? And people, I don't think they realize what they're doing. You know, you're filming all in your house. And you mapping it out for robbery, you know, because you a lot of stuff. Where I live, yeah, 14th and 91st, yeah, so-and-so. Look at my house. License plate showing on your car. You know what I'm saying? Just at all. They ain't got no security system. They ain't got no dog. They alone. You know, you just telling it all. Now you also bring your children and your family into that. Like, one thing Aaron always says on the show is that he does not bring his family into his personal, you know, life like that on Facebook and stuff. He said, I had to protect them, and I agree. Like, it's some things that I just won't show on Facebook because it's your own personal life. But I think that those things, not that this is off the topic, because it all has something to do with the behavior and what society is pushing and how it should be. And like I said, now it's getting children involved. So it's like teaching them very early to be promiscuous and to be raunchy and to be outside and shake yourself a certain kind of way. And I think some of that that makes them, like, fearless. Like, in our day, you had it where it was a certain code of acting. So you had a little bit of fear. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you were somewhere, you'd be like, ooh, I don't want nobody to find out about this. Or, oh, Lord, I hope my mama friend don't see me cross town. You know what I'm saying? Like, you had some type of shame about it. So it kept you sometimes doing risky things because you had a conscience. Like, you had something built up inside of you that was like a conscience. I think that some of the youth growing up now, that conscience has been taken away. So they don't have, they're numb, you know, to a lot of things. If they see death all the time. They see rape. They see, you know, murder. They see and hear about that stuff so much, it's like becomes numbing. So that fear factor to do something is not there. So then people, you know, they do risky things, you know, and they put themselves in risky situations. How do you feel about that, Akira?
I like what you said because just the other day I was driving up the street and it was a girl hanging out a guy's window. Bud was in the street and she was, like, in the window talking to the guy. And my grandma used to tell me back in the day, like, don't do that. That looks so bad. And when I saw it, it really did look bad. I was like, that really does look really bad. And then the night before that, I'm driving past the gas station, and it's a young lady outside the gas station with a young man. They're probably like 15, 16. He kissing her all on her neck, rubbing all of her booty in front of the gas station. And I'm just like, wow, when I was a kid, somebody mama would have pulled up on your ass and put you in the car. Like, what are you doing?
And a whooping on the way home.
He was so cool. He's so cool. He's sagging. She probably thought he was everything, and really, you're not. And it just made me think, like, times have really changed.
It has. And it's funny that you said that. I had an internship, and I used to complain to Nene every day. So my internship, I had to work it was at a high school. It was like a high school, and it was a high school and a middle school together, but high school on one side and the middle school was on the other side. And I worked in they have a laptop program, so I had to work in the IT area. And every time, like, I looked out the door, so I sat in front of the door, and this was high school. And every time I turned around, it was these two, this guy and this girl, they all up on the locker, all hooked up. I'm going down the hall, and the one, they got these two on the floor, and the boy acting like he's reading, and the girl is, you know, she all up on him. The teacher in the hallway not paying no attention, and I'm looking, and then I look down the hall. You got two people down the hall on the lockers, and so I kind of tapped the teacher, like, you know, you see what's going on. She was like, yeah, I see him, and I'm thinking to myself, maybe you don't see what I see. But it was disturbing to me that every day I see these kids kissing in the hallway. Your skirt is too short, first of all. He rubbing on your thigh, this going on, that going. Now, y'all in high school, I thought I was at the strip club somewhere. I'm like, it was too much. It was a good school, but I was like, I couldn't send my son there only because, you know, I got to see just the environment. Because, you know, a lot of times, you know, we as an adult, even though we have the choice to do what we want to do, at the same time, we have to be mindful about the things that we do. Because other girls are watching us, even if you don't have children. The little girl down the street is watching you, or the teenager down the street. You are being an example. You are showing other females how to act, other women how to be women. You know, especially what if they don't have a woman in their life, their mother may have passed, or whatever the case may be. If you are out here
dropping the lights aside every other day, or you got this person coming in, this person going out, even though people always say, well, they shouldn't do what I do, but they're going to do because this is the example that they have. And we have to be mindful, and then we can't complain when we got all these babies having babies because, as Aaron said, he always says we gave them the example and the blueprint on how to do certain things. You know, so now it's like this is the result. You know, now they kind of buck wild.
Yes.
At the end of the day, though, great-grandma, great-grandpa had kids 12, 13, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's been going on, but at least grandpa got you out the house and had a job. You know, they don't even live up to that anymore.
The difference is in that day and time and this day and time is the guidance. You know what I'm saying? Like, back in that day, like, my mom and them tell me stories about, you know, my aunt, she got pregnant at, like, 15. She said they went over, they talk about the shotgun wedding thing. She said they went over to the guy's house. They sat down and spoke. This is what has happened. This is what we're going to do about it. They're going to get married. We're going to get them apartment. They're going to live there. He going to work. They're going to finish school. And, you know, she's going to be a wife to the kids. And this is what's going to happen. And the family guided that situation. It's not the same. What you have now is you have teenagers experimenting. The guys are filming them all on YouTube and stuff. They hitting it from the back. They doing all kind of suspect things, getting them drunk, raping them.
That's
a old girl right now. Yes, who was drugged and raped at a party and ridiculed and videotaped. Like, it's a different thing. You know, it's no more guidance. It's no more control. You know, it's like the control has been taken out of the parents' hands. So now you have this risque behavior because of the guidance situation. That's the difference. And that day and time, the family helped the family. She was going to be a wife. She was going to be taught to cook, to clean, to sustain. You know what I'm saying? They was going to guide. Oh, he got low on the money. The father slipped him to the side. Look, I'm going to give you this money. Don't tell her I gave it to you because you got to still look like a man. Go ahead and take care of your bills. You know what I'm saying? Things like that was put into the very fiber of the family. You had people who were together for 60, 70 years, you know what I'm saying, you know, died, still married to each other from those younger ages because of what was instilled. Now you just have people experimenting with things and no guidance and no structure, like, and no control. So, yeah, go ahead, weigh in on that, Miss Tony.
I think you're right, and also you have to factor in that people are having children so early that sometimes the mom and the grandma are out there hanging at the club with you. What kind of example is that?
Definitely. Definitely. That's definitely happening.
Yeah, I've seen that,
Yes, and it's like the generations have gotten, you know, young. Like, grandma is 40, and then her daughter is you know, in her teens, and then, you know, they got the next one, you know, because you 40, you can have a 20-year-old, and she has a couple of kids. If she had the same thing, sometimes it happens in generations where you got, you got, like, three or four generations under 40, you know, under 45.
Yep.
She got, you know, everybody got kids. She almost on great-grands because of that cycle, you know what I'm saying? And it's like that sometimes. But, something has been taken out of our core in society on, you know what I'm saying, on womanhood, on motherhood. You know, it's your prerogative. Yes, we all have freedom of speech and movement and, you know, expression. And you want to express yourself. You know, you want to live life. You only get one, you know, but you don't want to wear it out. You know, you want to wear that life to the bone. You know what I'm saying? You be on the last wing when you leave out of here. You be sitting in that rocking chair like, boy, I had my day, you know. don't kill it, you know. But you do want to have memories. You know, that's what growing up is about. You know, making memories and forming experiences that mold and make who you become as your adult self because of what you've been through. You know, and I was telling my you be telling them because you already was 20. You know, I was 20 already. I know exactly where you are mentally, emotionally. You know, so you know, everybody has their different problems, but you know, you be knowing because you were there. You know, so. Yeah, it's all good. Go ahead,
Ms. Leisha. And I'm going to say shout-out to the chat room. I want to say shout-out to author Mimi Ray. She said, young ladies shouldn't know your business. A lady should be a lady in the street and a freak in the sheet. And which is true, whatever you're going to do, That's fine. Everybody should not know what you're doing, how you're doing it, and who you're doing it to, whether you got kids or not. You know, you should be able to keep it to yourself as some, you know, in some way, shape, or form. You don't have to be let all out there. However, I will say, because, you know, a lot of people say, oh, it was women's lib, and, you know, it was the free, you know, with
tears,
and everybody was free love, and well, I love you, and you love me, so let's love each other, you know. But if you think about, you know, this is how society has evolved. Back in the day, it was you're going to get married at an early age, you're going to do this, you're going to do that, you're going to have your husband. It wasn't you going to college, you're going to do this, you got options, you got this. I think as the years went on and you had women's lib and you had the sexual revolution, that, you know, women received more options. They found that they had options. I have an option on how I want to live my life and how I want to do things. And I don't necessarily have to do it like this, and I don't have to necessarily have to do it like that. And it just grew and grew. And
now it's
like, okay, now you're doing whatever you want to do, but there's still somebody watching you. It's just not what you do. It's the way you're doing it. You could be a freak all day long,
but don't nobody got to know.
There's nothing wrong with that. Nobody got to know you're a freak. They need to be shocked when they find out you're a freak. They need to have that look like, are you serious?
Yes. Yes. Did you see the video that they had posted on Facebook with the lady in the high heels dancing on the edge of the tub, holding on to the thing in the lingerie, and she just falls down into the tub? But that was funny. But you know what? I had to look at the reality that, number one, she was not a very young woman, okay? She wasn't old, but she wasn't young. She wasn't no teeny bopper experimenting with the internet. She was a mature woman. She was a mature woman, I'll say that. And I was like, what made her think that was a good idea? I couldn't figure it out. I was like, wow, I couldn't figure out. The standard, like we were just saying how, like, the mama is in the club. You know, Big Mama wasn't in the club with your mom. When your mom was doing her thing, Big Mama had the babies over to the house. She done bathed them and fed them. They sitting down somewhere. They doing something in-house, and they safe. You know what I'm saying? They safe, they clean. Big Mama done fed them. The kids is straight. But now Big Mama is in the bathroom standing on the side of the tub going to the rail with high heels on, falling all down, embarrassing herself on national media, okay? So I think that this is something what has these standards scattered all over the place. Tonight is our Right and Royalty special edition. Friday night, we have the wonderful Miss Leisha, Miss Tony. I am Nene Capri. We have author Akira Keys and Shadi McGraw. They're in the clubhouse this evening chopping it up on this subject about scattered panties. Are women giving it up too quick? Are they giving it up too much? Is your sexual expression your own? Do you have to, you know, fall into a mold or a make of what society thinks one way or the other? Your personal code is your personal code. We is in here pouring out our opinions and how we feel. And, you know, go ahead, Ms. Tony, do you have any other question that you would like to bring up that we can chop it up about on this subject?
I'm just trying to get that visual you just put in my head about Big Mama with the heels on.
That's a visual I can't get out of my head.
She
had glasses on.
Yeah, she had on glasses. She had on she had her, oh, Lord, it was just.
I don't know if she thought she was Mimi or Beyonce, honey, but she knew she was wrong for that pole.
It was terrible. It was terrible. She had to go to swing.
I was just about to say that.
Oh, man.
I was just about to say that. That, you know, the bathroom thing and with the pole and the shower ride, that came from Mimi from Love and Hip Hop, swinging up on the, you know, with her little sex tape, swinging up on the shower ride. Now everybody getting up in the bathroom. They got their shoes on. They're on the side of the bathtub trying to see if they can do it too.
The bathtub is dangerous enough. You don't need to be adding all that extra activity. The bathroom is already a death trap. If you fall in there the wrong way, you are through. Don't be going in there doing all that. Not for me. I'm good. I could live with never seeing that again in my life. But I said,
well, it kind of forgets that she, right, that she has somebody there. And really, if you think about it, it's all grown-ups talking, but if they're having sex like that in the bathroom, at some point of it, he is holding her weight. You know what I'm saying? To do all of that. So
I was impressed.
She wasn't in there by herself. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You're going in there with your stilettos on, trying to get up on the pole, and you don't have nobody helping you. She at least has somebody holding her up to support her. You know, you didn't have that, so now you hurt. But it's like you didn't even have all the props needed.
I'm telling you.
Right.
It
make it so bad. Like, it's like every time you go to the bathroom, you're like, okay, this shower pole. Like, it always clicks in your mind. Like, I wanna, mm-hmm. like, it just clicks in your head. Like, it never stops every time you go to the bathroom. You think about the damn shower pole. Like, okay, really? Like, is somebody trying this pole? Like, it's not a strip pole. It's a shower pole.
Yeah. It has become a household name now, and everybody wants to do it. You know what I'm saying? Advertising.
It's become a new toy. Mm-hmm. It's going to be in sex stores. Watch. It's gonna be a line of them in sex stores.
Child, they had the one in the Home Depot. They had it, and they had it labeled the Mimi pole.
You know what? Stop it.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. Right there.
Wow.
In aisle 7 with the showers.
She said aisle 7.
Right there. I say that. I said, they don't lost their mind, but they about to capitalize. They ain't crazy. They like, what kind of pole was that? Shoot, here you go right here. When y'all come in here, you sit high heels on, ready to go home and fall down and bust your head and shower. Here you go.
Mm-hmm. Right. And they were in a hotel. You know that hotel got phone calls. And what type of brand of shower rods do you guys use? Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they want the same thing. They about to go put that in their bathroom.
Don't make no sense. Just knock
it off.
I'm going
to be the only one that hasn't seen either one of these videos.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, no.
We live under a rock. I just don't know. That's all right. We're going to have movie night at the clubhouse. We're going to get you acclimated so that you'll see it, so that you won't be able to be out of the loop. Okay, Miss Tony? Because I don't appreciate that. We got to get you back in the know.
But this ain't your husband that we showed you.
No,
we're not
doing that. I'll tell your husband that we showed you. I know, right? You get to me to side eye. But I'd like to ask the authors, if they could just tell us, the preface for their book. Me and
mm-hmm.
anyone else that our listeners.
Yes, yes. Shadi, you go first, then Akira, you go. Go ahead, Shadi.
All righty. Okay, well, my book is based off me working for a celebrity, a reality TV star, mm-hmm. and I'll say the name, which her name is Nafi. She's also known as Keisha Cole's sister, but my book is based off, like, true events for me working for them. Like, mm-hmm. I did completely everything. And know, I was like a nanny. I did everything. I also, like, I sent my kids off with my mom to Baltimore so she can watch them, because I took this job very seriously. You know, when you say personal assistant, you got to be on call 24/7. So I took this job seriously. But in the process of taking this job, not knowing that I was going to lose my family, because, like, my kids were in one place, and then after all of that, then my husband wound up getting locked up, for something that he had did, which he takes full responsibility for, which was wrong, and I don't take up for him at all. But basically, like, Nephi and her husband never, ever paid me at all. I never got any money, no check, not even a cent to my name. Nobody paid me anything, and I felt like nobody cared. I gave y'all loyalty, I gave y'all my heart, but nobody cared. And as far as Nephi, she's a cool person. Like, she really is. I respect her. She's really, really cool. She had not lied to me not one time. But I also feel like if things are not going right and you always say that you talk to your husband about everything, well, I feel like what's going on. You're not telling me, because it's like every time we was planning on going to L.A., it never happened, or this will come about, or this, and that. I'm like, okay, well, somebody need to tell me something. When am I going to get my check? When am I going to get paid? Because I've been working with them for a year. I have not received nothing. And then it just been like a hectic, crazy role. I also, when I was living with them, we've been from hotel to hotel. And I was pregnant, when I was staying with them. So I was pregnant, and it seemed kind of crazy because I sent my kids off, and I'm pregnant. People look at me like, okay, well, you sent your kids off, you're pregnant. Like, what are you thinking about? Like, what's going on with you? But
the process of all of that, it was just, like, so much on me. It was just stressful. And then, like, also, when I was, as, like I said, I was pregnant, I worked for them. I almost lost my baby when I was in the hospital. I was 7 centimeters when I went in. I was 4 months pregnant, 7 centimeters, almost lost my baby. So, and I wound up, you know, going on bed rest. But the whole time on bed rest, I'm getting these phone calls, like, when you come back to work from her husband solo. I'm like, I'm on bed rest. I cannot come back to work right now. Like, you need to just chill. Like, stop blowing my phone up. It was just crazy. So then on top of that, like, what really killed it was the fact that when I'm around him and Effie, you know, everything is cool. But when she's not around, he always trying to, like those sexual slurs at me. Like, he tried to have sex with me plenty of times, but I always turn him down. Like, I let him know, I'm married, you're married. That's disrespectful. So stop coming at me like that. But he always tried to have sex with me. So I just, like, I turned him down. I was just like, I'm not with this. And I did not get into this job to try to have sex with somebody's husband. I'm not about that. That's not me. And then it was also another assistant that was working with us, but he tried her as well. But, you know, she go for anything. She would call him boss. You know, everything is boss, this boss, that. But I'm just the type of person, I fall back. When I feel like you're trying to use me and I'm not getting paid, I separate myself from them. So that's what I did. I separate myself. I stopped answering phone calls. I didn't even, like, I just stopped answering. Enough was enough. I couldn't take it no more.
Okay.
It was enough.
Yeah, that was enough. Yeah, but, you know, you were able to, you know, get out of it. You know, it's a lot of people that, you know, be in a situation like that and feel, you know, bound and end up staying in it for years because they can't break away. You know what I'm saying?
And so then on top of that, some people just feel like because she's nasty, she's Keisha's sister, that, you know, you're going to stick around. Or, like, it wasn't even about her, you know, being her sister. Like, it wasn't even about them. It's just the fact that I poured my heart out to them. Like, I did everything I could. Like, I used my car for transportation, everything. Like, they called me in the middle of the night to come take her to the hospital, and she's staying way out in Gainesville, and I'm way over in Mableton. Like, that's like an hour and 20-minute ride to get to her house. And I'm in the middle of the night. Like, me and my husband, we laying down asleep. He's like, why are you getting up? Like, it's too late for that. And then I'm trying to, like, I got to work it out. Do I go or do I stay, you know? I'm like, what's my job? And I don't want to lose my job, you know, thinking, okay, I'm going to get paid for this, so I'm going to go ahead and, you know, work hard as I'm supposed to so I can get paid for this, you know, show that I'm really – no, I'm able to do this job. But nothing ever came out of it, so I just let it go. I basically just let it go. And then, like, I mean, I don't want to keep bringing his name up, but the fact that, like, Nephi, she's going to listen to her husband. Whatever he say, go. She's going to listen to him regardless. But he just, I'm not trying to, like, put, like, dirt on his name, but he's not a guy that you want to trust. Because the whole time, like, being around him, he also, the other assistant, he ran her credit card bills up. Like, he got this girl to get 5 credit cards in her name, and then had us going to these pawn shops to pawn these iPads he had this girl to get. And he took our money. He never gave her anything. So he ran her credit card bills up and took her money. So he has no money. He's broke. And he keep on using nasty names to keep on, like, you know, to get into free places, to go into a club. Every time he in the club or strip club, he uses her name. Oh, that's my wife. That's my wife, you know, from the show Where It Is. Like, do you remember me? Nobody remembers you from the show. Like, and you have no job. Like, how you call yourself a man or a husband, but you cannot, like, your whole household is not stable at all. Y'all got evicted from your home. And because y'all couldn't afford to pay y'all mortgage, and he going around telling everybody, oh, no, that's not what happened. No, I personally helped y'all move out of Gainesville while I was pregnant, and I used my cars to help y'all move to the hotel and Sun Suites, and I stayed with y'all in the hotel. Like, really, so just stop the lies. It's ridiculous. Like, he just do so much. And I just want people to just realize, like, look, it's not the industry. It can be a dirty game, but you got to know. It's like, it's all who you know, but at the same time, don't be so quick to just jump first because it's a celebrity, because that don't mean anything. Because some of these celebrities are living high above their mean and really can't afford nothing at all. They can't.
Wow. Well, this is Ryan Royalty special night, Friday edition. We're talking about Scattered Panties. We have Miss Tony. We have Miss Leisha. We have the wonderful Miss Akira Keys. Also, Shardy McGraw, you know, laying it down here in the clubhouse tonight. We are so happy to have these ladies out talking about these subjects. We're looking at different dynamics of the woman. You know, is she giving it up too fast? Is she giving it up too much? You know, is the psyche playing a part in why women, you know, are promiscuous? Are they missing something? Are they searching for something? Were the points that were brought up on the show this evening, you know, what puts people in that mindset? Is it an old-time saying, you know, has those things become archaic where we're not, you know, holding sacred and getting married, you know, we're just going to have free love and expression? All of those things are on the table this evening, weighing in. The callers are in the queue. They are definitely listening. Thank you so much for being here, listening to the the calls and listening to the authors and the readers pour out what they feel about this hot, hot, hot topic. So, Ms. Toni, how are you feeling right now about what we're talking about here in the clubhouse?
Actually, it's the clouds are clearing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The clouds are clearing as far as how people perceive it. But
mm-hmm.
I'm not giving it up so easily. It's too precious. But that's
mm-hmm.
just me. Some people do find love on that first night, and to each his own. You know,
yeah.
Who am I to judge?
Right,
but,
definitely.
But it really is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And I
now
have
a question
today. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Toni, finish.
No, I think, like Mimi said, I think the kids today are kind of fearless, and you wonder where the ethics are. You know,
mm-hmm.
they're just really quick to give up something that's...
And you know what? On that note, we're going to take a quick commercial. Are they too quick to give up something?
I got one question before we go.
What you got, Lisa? Go ahead.
Because, you know, Arthur Keys is an erotic
mm-hmm.
author.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to talk about this pink panty, Akira. You still on with us?
I call might have dropped. I think she went to the green room. Yeah, she might have went down the hall. I told you what we have in there this afternoon, so she might be down there. But we'll go ahead on and take a commercial. We'll come back with the Writing Royalty crew, Miss Leisha, Miss Toni. I am Nene Capri. We still have Shardy McGraw in here. Kira has stepped down to the green room, the hair and makeup. We're going to take a commercial, and we're going to come back and finish talking about this hot, hot topic, scattered panties. Go ahead, Leisha, drop that Beyonce. We talk about people not being responsible. They're getting their freedom on. Go ahead. Let's see what she got to say about that. Love. Drop that.
I've been drinking. I get filthy when that liquor get it to me. I've been thinking. Why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you. Keep my fingers off you, baby, I want you, na-na. Cigars on ice. Feeling like an animal with these cameras all in my grill. Flashing lights. You got me pity, baby, I want you, na-na. Can't keep your eyes off my pity, daddy.
up all of that mouth that you had all in the car. Talk about you the baddest bitch thus far. Talk about you be reppin' that third. I wanna see all the shit that I heard. No, I slink, Clint Eastwood. Hope you can handle this curve. Four plague in a foyer. Fucked up my Warhol. Split your panties right to the side. Ain't got the time to take jaws off on sight. Catch a charge, I might. Beat the box up like Mike. In 97, I bite. I'm Ike. Turn up, baby, no, I don't play. Now eat the cake, anime, said eat the cake, anime, I'm nice. We gotta reach these heights, you gon' need G3, 4, 5, 6 flights, sleep tight. We sex again in the morning, your breakfast is my breakfast, we gon' in.
Yes. Yeah, I think
I love that song until I found out what the watermelon was. And then I was like, oh, I need not be singing that song all out and free like that.
All out and free.
Right, you know, you just singing it one day, you in the grocery store, you at the night, you just singing it until you realize and have to find out.
Yeah,
what they were talking about.
They were talking about. That's crazy. But, you know, tonight, to let everybody know who is our listening audience, if you just tuned in, we are the Writing Royalty Crew Special Friday Night Edition. We have Miss Tony. We have Miss Leisha. We have author Shardy McGraw. Also, we had Akira Keys. He had to step out of the clubhouse briefly. We're talking about scatter panties. And I'm going to tell the other half of the thing that Steve Harvey did. Earlier in the show, we talked about how he did a thing where he sent the girl on a date, and she did it her way, and she turned the dude totally off by paying for everything, inviting him to her house the same night. She didn't know him, brought him some gifts, talked through the whole conversation, took over. Now, he said try his way that he uses in his book, and he sent her out on a date, so she practiced listening. She accepted she didn't give him a gift. You know, she let him talk. And then, you know, they parted ways when it was over. She was like, you know, I was like, well, ain't no need to have him over to my house. So she had said, well, you know, maybe I'll start changing how I do things. And I'm like, okay, do you think she was influenced into that? Or do you think that she really learned that, you know, that is something that she probably shouldn't do? She should back up, let a man be a man. Don't be too strong, even if you got the better job, more money. You know, different things. A lot of that has to do with the social environment as well. Let's talk about that a little bit. The older, mature woman who's doing the scatter panties. Like, sometimes they think that it's just, you know, the ratchets and the community or whatever, the young, the youth, but it's not like that. You have a lot of older women, 40s and in their 50s, like, starting new lives, experimenting with, you know, younger men and sleeping around. You know what I'm saying? Like, doing risky things. I stayed married my whole, you know, younger life. Maybe I'm divorced, or maybe I haven't found anybody. So I'm just going, do me. I'm going to make my money, my career, but I'm going to be getting mine. You know, all the younger boys, taking them on vacations and traveling around. What do you think about that older, more mature and intellectual part of society who those women are just scattering the panties? Go ahead, let our guests weigh in first. Shadi, how you feel about that?
I mean, it's not good to judge nobody, but like I said, to each his own. I mean, it's just if that's what people choose to do, that's what they choose to do. Like, I don't feel like I should judge anybody's situation because you never know what that situation may be. Mm-hmm. But it's up to them how they feel, mm-hmm. whatever they choose to do. So with me, I mean, hey, do what you do. Just be safe at it.
Okay, okay. Ms. Tone, how you think? Do you think it's more on the rise for the older woman to you know, going back into the dating, going back into, you know, the clubs, the dating scene, you know, searching for, you know, a younger man or what so have you. They calling it cougaring or what so have you. How you feel about that? Miss Tony, are you still there? Did she go to hand
makeup?
Oh,
no. I thought she was asking our guest. I'm sorry.
Did you get distracted by what I left down there? Because I think you tried to just sneak off the mic and get down to the green room.
I'm still here. But okay. To answer your question, I think the women, the older women today, they may feel that they're at a time where they can express themselves more freely,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it seems to be the trend.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're going and getting what they want or what they feel they want.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
You know, I think, you know, they may feel that they've been suppressed. Or
mm-hmm.
they just wasn't getting what they wanted in their relationship, and I think they're going for what they want, and couldn't care less about what anybody else thinks.
Mhm, mhm. Yeah, because you know, even in Hollywood, they point out a lot, like, you know, Demi Moore's situation with Ashton Kutcher. You know, like, she was married to Bruce all that time, and then, bam, they got a divorce. They had all those children. It was like she was
mm-hmm.
starting life all over again. You know, she had this very young, you know, gentleman, and yeah, they. I don't know. Society is changing. Miss Leisha,
it
how
is.
You doing?
Mm-hmm. Well, I
oh, Lord.
Ain't nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong. If you
mm-hmm.
want, if you are older and you want a little younger, look, men do it all day long.
Mm-hmm.
No, like they don't. They are, you got these 40-year-old men with these 25-year-old girls. Half the time,
mm-hmm.
the men still married or they're getting a divorce or whatever the case may be. They got these young women. I mean, and it's always been like that. And that's, hey, ain't nothing wrong with it. Go on, girl, do what you do. I mean, before she passed away, if I'm not mistaken, Eartha Kitt had a younger man. Tina Turner has a younger man. You know, if you notice, a lot of older actresses that have younger men, they tend to live a little longer. And we all know why.
uh-huh.
I'm just saying.
Well, Leisha has spoken. Leisha has spoken. We have spoken in the clubhouse. Ms. Sophia said, listen. Y'all will live a little longer.
get a little bit every now and then. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Like,
there's nothing wrong with that.
Well,
as long as he ain't 15 years old or 16 years. Now, these teachers just getting the kids in the high school, I got a problem with that. Yeah, that's just too much. But you have to know what it is, though. If you're 40 years old and you want to date somebody that's 21 or 22 or 23, you got to understand what type of relationship it is and
mm-hmm.
how feelings get involved. And sometimes that's how, you know, men get caught up. They get caught up in the
mm-hmm.
trap more than women do. And you have to understand that he's young, now he got feelings. Oh, he don't have no kids. You might have kids, but now he wants kids, he wants this and that. And it's like, well, I didn't want all of that. You know, I was just having a good time. You know,
mm-hmm.
but you, I don't think a lot of them think of that. You know, you went all the way down. He's 25. That means that his life is just starting, and a lot of things that he's going to want, you're not going to want to do. So you need
mm-hmm.
to realize how deep in a relationship you want to get with this person.
Because
when he asks you to spit out some babies, what you going to do then? When you like, oh no, honey, I'm done with that.
That shit has failed. Yeah, that's heavy. You know what I'm saying? That does happen. You know, it does happen where you have the older woman who is more established and she knows what she wants, and she knows what she wants from him. And then it's like, yeah, what is he doing? He's just starting his life. You know, you done had a life. You had a life how many years before he was even born. So, yeah, you get those situations also. And then if that guy is, like, feeling that kind of way, say they break up, that's he's going to go for a different younger boy, you know, so you don't have, you know, that. But all I say is please date and safe age, you know, date and safe age. You know, don't be the teacher down at the daggone high school, you know, messing with the children. Let the children be the children. You know, she may be mature, hot, fresh, or whatever you may think he all built and buff. You don't be messing with people's kids. You know, that's just wrong. Personal thing, you know, I got kids. I don't want the teacher trying to date my child. So I say in safe age and consensual relations, you know what I'm saying? So as long as it's a safe age and it's consensual relations, you know what I'm saying? I say people should do it, but don't, you know, don't mess with nobody's child. And people know, you know, people know, you know. You want to be careful of that when, you know, people doing different things, experimenting with life. I'm holding up my quotation marks, quote, experiment with life. don't be, you know, stealing a child's choice. You know, you grown, you do whatever you want. You know, don't hurt people while you doing it. As long as stuff is consensual and stuff, that's cool. But we're talking about the scattered panties here. We wouldn't give it up too much, too fast, too often. They give away too much of their sacred gifts and tools. We're talking about the younger woman who's promiscuous versus the you know, the older woman who's promiscuous. Is it a difference, you know, the status or, you know, code in society say that it's not, you know, because I think that sometimes that takes a bearing on what people call stuff, too. What do you think, Tony, like, depending on the demographic or where you live or whatever, they'll say, well, this person is promiscuous or this person is a, you know, a hoe. Or, but over here, she was just experimenting with life, you know what I'm saying? She had happy college years, but over here, sometimes it looks like, ooh, that girl that wasn't no good. She done straightened up her life, but people won't forgive her for her past. You know what I'm saying? You think society does that as well?
I do think so. And as far as demographics, like here in New York, I live in New York, you know, you see some of any and everything. Literally just any and everything. But then you may go to another part of the country and you may feel like it's slow. You know, and they feel like everybody's moving in slow motion, or they're not as quote unquote hip or into what you're doing, what you normally see.
Uh-huh.
So, like, I had family visit me not too long ago from down south, because that's where we're from, and the first thing they said was, "Oh my goodness, the city is so fast." You know, and it's true. If it's not your norm, what you may see is, it can just take you out. I see it every day, going back and forth to work, out on my lunch hour, on the train. You see the young kids doing some of any and everything.
That's crazy.
And, it's not something that just started, though. You know, this is not nothing that's really new. It's been going on for years and years and years. If you think about William Randolph Hearst, he was dating that, he was married, but he, you know, when you got so much money, you got that arrangement, where it's like they never, they weren't together, but they weren't getting divorced either. But he had that young actress that he was with, and that was his life. And he was with her until he left this world, but she was younger. And, you know, and I think it's something with, I guess, a change of pace. Like when Tony was saying, when people come from down south, it's like the city is so fast, it's so fast. The city I grew up in, it was had a military base on it. And they would always have this, you know, where they would just talk about difference between women in the south and women up north in the big cities, how everything was so different. And, you know, and if you think about it, it's true. Most of the time, I wouldn't say it's slower down south. Women are raised, you know, they do things a lot differently.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it just so happens sometimes when they get up into the big cities, they tend to get a little fast, and it's like, because everything is so different, it's new, it's like, oh, my. You know, oh, y'all do that again? Oh, I like that. You know, it's exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I think,
but you know what,
Lisa,
I think it's both ways. I think it's just a different way that you do it. You know what I'm saying? I think that if stuff is done fast up top, but there's things that are done down bottom too that we might not participate in, and they do on a slower pace, but it's equal in comparison to it being, you know, risky. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think that it's so much of that they have never seen it. It's done differently. Not as open, you know what I'm saying? Because up top, you know, it's very open up here, you know, where we at in, you know, Jersey and all that. They're very open. I think in the South, in a lot of ways, they hold on to some of those morals. You know, you have everybody who does everything everywhere, but you have that family structure of morals. You still got Big Mama in the South, you know what I'm saying, where she actually still is at home. Up top is definitely rare. It's very, very rare that you still have that one woman older in the family who be in the house taking care of the kids, making sure they straight. Very rare. It's like the kids is raising the kids. Whoever the oldest kid is amongst us, that's who house we're going to leave the kids at when we go out. We got the teenagers. Okay, let's bring all us going out. Let's bring all the kids over here to your house where the teenagers is at. And you got them rocking and raising the children. But in the South, you know, you still do have Big Mama house you can take the kids to, and they safe and stuff. So I think it's still some, you know, the morality is different. But it's still definitely risky behavior, whether it's up or bottom. Let me see. Weigh in on that, Shaji. How you feeling about that? Does the demographic determine, you know, where, you know, people are more promiscuous at? What do you think?
That question was for me?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 'cause phone was going out. Can you repeat it a little bit? I can't hear you. My phone kept going out.
Okay, how you feel about, does the demographic of where people live and where they're from, does that make them more promiscuous or less?
I would say, I really want to say that, because it don't necessarily have to be where you live or where you're from. It's not even, I wouldn't know how to put it. I wouldn't know how to say it. I mean, because I feel like just because you live somewhere that's like, not like fancy and stuff like that, that has nothing to do with your situation, like your lifestyle and things like that, like far as relationships. It has nothing to do with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's like, you know, it don't matter where you're from or where you're at. It's just what it is.
You pick and choose, yeah.
Okay. Ms. Now, Tony, how you feeling? Go ahead, Alicia. And we'll go back to Ms. Tony.
Oh, no, go ahead. I was going to ask her something about
go ahead.
Her book, but go ahead. You can go ahead and talk and ask Tony on the question. I can hold off.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Miss Tony. You weigh in right quick, and then we're going to go ahead so we can find out what this author has out, what she has up and coming, and, you know, what's next on her journey. And go ahead, Miss Tony. How you feel about that?
I think that what Sade said can hold a lot of weight, because no matter where you are, the Internet is there, and they can see different things on the Internet any and everywhere. So that they can always, you know, a person can always bring that into whatever situation that they're in. It's like the world is an open book, literally.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
You know, with the Internet, mm-hmm. on the social media. So, it, like she said, it really doesn't matter where you live. You can pretty much look into any situation that you want to just put in a search engine.
and you, as Aaron was saying, you live action. Back to live action.
Sure.
Yes. Shout out to Aaron Bebo. He's out there making the move. Him and author wife, Miss Kenesha Parker. Shout out to her and Blurred Lines. If you need some things edited, fonts and made for ebook and paperback format, and definitely holler at Kenesha Parker at Blurred Lines. Yes, go ahead, Alicia, with your question so that we can find out more about this author. But the subject has been great this evening. Go ahead, Alicia.
I just have some questions about Ms. Chardonnay here. Yeah. Now, she can do some things. I mean, she's up and moved, and I mean, and it's loosely based off of your life and your experiences, as you previously said. But she got a lot going on. I mean, even like at the start, I don't know if you guys, I'm going to tell the book, but.
Mm-hmm.
Even at the beginning of the book, it starts off where she had a little turmoil at home. Is that correct? Just
yes.
By the relationship that she had with her mom and things.
And I don't know. I can't tell the book. I might have to talk to you on the side, but just tell us a little bit about Chardonnay without giving it all away.
Okay, well, basically, you know, Chardonnay was young and had a baby at a young age. I dropped out of school. I wound up going back, you know, finishing getting my GED at an alternative school. But me and my mom's situation was like, we were good at one point in time, but then, like, after a while, she had, like, a lot of negativity to say towards my ideas or anything that I came up with. It's like she would be there with me. You know, she would stand by my side, but then she had something negative to say. It's like, to her, I mean, I love my mom dearly, but in certain situations, it's like, if you don't have any money to offer her, it's like, okay, well, okay, yeah, I hear what you're saying, but I'm really not listening. So me and her always bump heads.
Okay.
We always bump heads. But, mm-hmm. And then from there, like, I just felt like I got tired of the city being in Baltimore, so I just, you know, I had my mind set to where I wanted to go, you know, get out of the city. So I just, one night I packed up me and my son clothes, and we just left. And you know, I left the city.
Okay.
We came on down to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And it's been prosperous for you since then?
And
yeah,
how did you get the job? Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm all in. I'm in book and then you telling me and I'm like, it's live action. I'm doing the air in here. I got the popcorn on the side. I'm like, so how did you get the job?
Okay, well, basically, I mean, that job came about because, long story short, back then when MySpace was popping, you know, I was on MySpace and I was following, you know, Nessie, you know, her page, everything. I was, like, reposting things that she posted up, you know, and I really admired her, like, from seeing her on the show the way it is. I was, like, sending her messages and everything, and she was, like, kind of a good person to talk to. She gave me good advice in certain situations when it came to me, when I got pregnant, you know, should I keep my baby or should I get rid of it? You know, she was there, you know, gave me good advice. And I wound up, when I moved to Atlanta, I kind of, like, had got in touch with her through Instagram and everything. I wound up getting in touch with her husband, and I sent him, he said, send him an email of everything, like, what's going on, like, what can I do as far as work and everything. So I sent that to him, sent the email, and, like, a couple days later, like, it really, like, you know, it slipped my mind. I wasn't even thinking about, you know, him calling me or anything. So in my mind, you know, I'm thinking, okay, well, I want to, like, find another job. You know, better my life for me and my kids, you know, get some extra money coming in, which I was working, but I wanted extra money to go ahead and provide, you know, better for my kids and get them more. So he called a couple of days later, you know, like, okay, well, do you have a car, this, this, and that? I'm like, yeah, I have a car. He said, well, this is a 24/7 job. You're going to need to have a car for this. I'm like, okay, cool. He said, well, you're going to start working for me as a personal assistant. And I'm thinking, okay, well, I'll be working for Nappy, but all right, cool. So I worked for him as a personal assistant. After that, I started working for Nephi. Me and her got close. We became, like, the best of friends. We became sisters. We really was just, we talked about everything you can think of. We talked about it. I mean, everything. But after a while, it's like he kept coming in between us. It's like he always had something to say. Or he just, like, for me, when she's not around, I know how he is, and I see things that he do. So it really just, like, turned me off from wanting to be around him because I felt like the stuff that he's doing, he wouldn't do it in front of her, so why do it in front of me? So I didn't like that. It was just like a complete turn off. And I was like, you know what? I got to separate myself from this.
And this is Tisha Cole's sister that you're talking about,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, go ahead. All right. We just want to make sure the callers knew what was going on. Okay, go ahead. Continue.
And, you know, after I got deep into, like, being, you know, we had close sisters and everything, it's like it was always just solo. He just always had something going on. He always trying to finesse somebody out of their money. He about a check. But the thing about it is, how you about a check, but you have no job. You're not getting no money from nowhere. The only way he gets money is by tricking somebody out of their money. And so with me, I mean, I never gave him any money at all, like never. I mean, I may have, like, provided him with food stamps, that's about it, but I never gave him any money because I feel like as a personal assistant, you're supposed to provide me with a car. You're supposed to provide me with the money. Like, he didn't put him gas money. My car broke down on the side of the road, coming home late night. We all went out to the club, you know. My car breaks down, no gas. Okay, who gonna put gas in the car? He's talking about, oh, I don't have no money. He joking, you know, playing around. He a little tipsy, and at the time, you know, I was pregnant, but I wasn't showing. I wasn't in a club, like, dancing anything. It was supposed to be, like, a working event, but we wound up going to the club, you know, just hanging out and totally passing out flyers and everything. But furthermore, long story short, it was none of that. He just wanted to go get a break away from Nephi and the kids because he always complained about how he can't get enough time to himself. It's too much going on. The kids jumping around here in the room, and he can't get no time to himself. So he was stressed about that. He always talking about he ready to get out of this, like the situation that we was in and everything. I was like, you know what? He got too much going on with him. And at one point in time, I did look at myself like, I'm a damn fool. Like, why am I still here with these people? Like, they have no money to offer me. No check has came through yet. Nobody's flying to L.A. Why am I still here? And then I look at the situation like, okay, well, I lost my home. I lost my car all because I let my kids go to Baltimore with my mom. So I lost everything, you know, dealing with them. I'm looking at, I had everything before I started dealing with them, my own car, my own house, everything. My family was together. Not saying we were perfect. We had, like, you know, extra stuff going on because every relationship goes through something. But it got more hectic and more stressful and more drama came as I started working for them. And, like, the more I worked for them, the more I lost. And that eventually at the end, it didn't come to my mind, like, okay, well, I lost all this. Why am I still, you know, working with them? But then after I had my baby, which is, you know, Queen, after I had her, I finally came to my senses. I said, you know what? I need to cut them off because it's like nothing is coming out of this. Nobody is still have not cut me no check. And I'm sitting here figuring out, how am I going to pay my bills? Like, seriously.
Right, right.
No money is coming from nowhere. So I can't continue to be nobody's fool. And I'm not trying to keep on tagging along with Nephi on her coattail because she's Keisha's sister. No. Now, one time have I asked me, Keisha? None of that. I have not brought her name up or anything. But like I said, I respect Nephi, and I still love her to this day. Like, I honestly do. Like, our friendship would be cool if Solo wouldn't do the things that he has done. But like I said, that's her husband. She's not going to, you know, turn her back against him. She's not going to, like, go against him. So I respect her for that. I understand that's your husband. Okay, I respect that. But at the same time, you have to like, you got to look at it this way. You have friendship. It's friendship become business. When it comes with business friendship, you can't mix them two together because you ain't going to get nothing out of that at all. But, I mean, I wish her the best of luck, and I pray her situation gets a little bit better, you know, for her and her kids, because the situation right. they're in right now, it's not a good look at all. It's not. Your kids come first. And not to be disrespectful, but for him, like I said, for him to be your husband, he got you in this bad situation that y'all should not be in. I mean, y'all been in this situation long before I came in the picture. Y'all still living in hotels. What's going on? Like, get it together. You're wrong. You know better than that. But as far as me, I'm done. I got everything back. I'm doing good. I also have another book that's coming out very soon. It'll be out. I'm not going to speak on the title just yet, but it's coming out. I'm working on that. But I have my babies back with me, like my 2-year-old, which is not nine. My son is actually still in Baltimore right now because I let him stay so he can finish school. I don't want to pull him out back and forth, you know, have him in a situation where he confused, okay, why am I coming back and forth? But he understands what's going on. So right now he's up there, and he's also going to do, like, another school year because it's almost close, you know, going back into school. So he'll be up there for another minute, but he'll be back down here, you know, with his family. My husband currently right now is, you know, in prison, incarcerated, however you want to put it, and all those things, but he will be home soon. So I'm just working on that, trying to keep my family together, keep my head up high, and keep pushing, moving forward. I mean, I may have not got a check from them, but they don't stop no show over here, because I'm going to get money for my kids regardless.
Right, definitely.
My family
definitely.
Come first.
Yes, and I'm proud of you. You know, I'm happy that through all of this, you know, you're able to create and try to write and, give a part of yourself, because, you know, writing is very sacred.
Yeah.
To an author, and to be able to do that, we commend you, you know, coming on the show and bearing your soul, being open with our callers the way that you are. And I hope that they are inspired, and someone else who may be going through some of what you were going through can see a brighter day. You know what I'm saying? They can see their way out. You know, we want to be able to also pass on information. We talk about a lot. We laugh and we joke and stuff on Writing World. You know, we do want to uplift and inspire and bring up different sides of subjects, because you never know who's going through what.
Yeah.
So we want to talk about every end of it. You know what I'm saying? And your end, someone who's listening probably had that on their spirit, or they know someone who has it on their spirit, and they can share your story. So we thank you for sharing that definitely with us. We have a caller. Would you mind taking a caller?
That's fine.
Okay, go ahead. Then we'll get right back to live action. Leisha, bring in that 404, please.
Okay. What's that? It looks like Atlanta, 246, 404-246. You're live in the clubhouse. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello. My name is Shamika, and I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia, and I would like to ask each other a question.
Okay.
Hey, Shamika.
Hi,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Sade, where do you see yourself in the future, and have you ever tried to talk to Nephi and her husband about paying you any of your money? Have you taken any legal actions, anything?
So far as my future plans, you know, I plan on, just like for right now, I do plan on going back to school to get, you know, some more education. I really do want to go back to school. I want to try out for a nursing assistant or either, like, entrepreneur, like, things like that as far as, like, designing clothes. But are them paying me? Like, I mean, it's no contract involved. So, basically, I feel like that was my wrongdoing on that end for not signing the contract, you know. But taking legal action, I feel like it's unnecessary because they know what's going on. They know what they did wrong. They know the dirt that they pulled, the tricks they pulled, everything. They know what I've done for them. So it's on me for me to try to go forward with it because, like I said, it's been a year, but it's cool and it's not on me because regardless, God got my back no matter what. So I'm not stressing over no money because, like I said, when it comes to my kids, I don't play and I'm going to get it how I get it. So with that being said, It's nothing to be worried about. I'm good. I'm going to be okay. It's fine. I mean, if they was to cut me a check right now, honestly and truthfully, I might sound like a fool, but I wouldn't even take it because it ain't nothing but guilt coming from them. So I wouldn't even take no job from them. Let them have a little fun and let them keep on flexing on Instagram because I don't have time for that because they know I know what's going on. So I'm just going to leave it at that.
Well, that was good to hear.
Yes. Well, thank you for calling in.
Yes, thank you very much for calling in. Please continue.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Now, Shardae, awesome. How did you hook up with your current publisher that you have now?
Yes, I love her. She is an awesome person. Like, Raquel, she plays no games. Like, she's on point. She's a very, very good person. She got a good heart and everything. I really love Raquel. I always call her Angel from, like, Charlie's Angels. I always call her that. But I hooked up with her through a good friend of hers, which is also Ebony Oliver. She also has a book out as well called Flatline and other books like 360. Yeah. And Raquel also has a book called Shattered.
Mm-hmm.
I actually linked up with Raquel through Ebony. So that's how I got, you know, connected with her. And also through Kenyatta, Kenyatta York.
Yes,
they are all good friends. So she hooked me up through her for my publishing. And then we just took it from there.
Well, that's great. That's a good thing. And it's good to have a publishing house that you can believe in and stand behind and, you know what I'm saying, be able to represent. So that's really, really, really good. Yes. And we are wishing you, you know, the best. Please, besides your books, is there anything else you have coming on the horizon? Or you have any book signings or events or anything like that?
I have like a few more interviews coming up, like radio interviews. My book signing, it will be coming up, but I'll get in touch with my publisher to finish working on a few things so she can let me know when the date is. And when it is available, I'll let you guys know. I'll post it, keep you updated and everything.
Yes.
But furthermore, I also have, like, some shirts that's coming out. It's based off of my baby, my second girl that I just had, of her name Queen. So I'm thinking of, like, how I'm going to design everything right now, as of right now. So once I get everything done, I will be having some shirts coming out as well.
Okay. Well, that's a blessing. That's a lot. And we're looking forward to your new material and your, you know, your business ventures, you know, writing royalties, your home. So definitely when you get something new out, something refreshing, definitely hit us up. Let us know so we can shout you out and let the readers know. Where can they get your work? You said that paperbacks are coming, or where else can they get your work? What networks are
you on? Paperbacks are coming soon, but right now you can purchase Secret 6 Feet Deep on Amazon.com. It's available for Kindle. It's available for your tablet, your phone. You don't necessarily have to have a Kindle to download it. You can download it on your phone, your tablet, your computer, like whatever device, electronic that you have, you can download it to it. So don't be like, okay, well, wow, Kindle, I don't have Kindle. You can download it from Amazon.com, and you can get it for 99 cents.
Okay. Very good, very good. So definitely make sure you post in our writing royalty groups. We have several different groups. We have hardcore readers. We have several different groups under the term writing royalty, whether it's promotions or stuff. Make sure you post in those different groups daily. We have a large following of readers who have a very diverse palette, and they're always looking for something new and refreshing, and it's the weekend. So definitely please stop by a few times this weekend and post those links. So that the readers can know where they can get your work at. They can get the one clicking.
Okay.
Yes, definitely. But we're so excited that you made it into the clubhouse. This has been a very interesting interview. Is there anything else you want to say about the subject or share anything else while you're on here about any works you have or any plans in the future? Please do so.
I don't. That is it, like, as far as that, you know, what there's going to be talked about. That was it.
All right. Well, we happy that
y'all just have to read the book to get more details.
Yes, we do, because it sounds very, very interesting. I was like, wow, you know, I'm ready. She said, you be ready to watch it. I can't wait till I get some free time so I can actually read. There's so many great authors out there that I can't wait to read their work. I'm going to take a writing break at some point and actually get me some reading entertainment. And that sounds really good. Secret, you said The Secret 6 Feet Deep?
Yes, available on Amazon.com.
Very good. Very good. So you heard it here on Writing Royalty Radio. We had the fabulous Miss Leisha, Miss Tony. We had Shadi McGraw here in the clubhouse, author of Secret 6 Feet Deep. She gave us some wonderful, wonderful treasures this evening from her chest, letting us know, you know, who she is and who the author is behind the pen. We wish her, you know, wish her all the success on her journey going forward. Miss Leisha and Miss Tony. Miss Tony, you go first. Give us some closing statements or anything you have to say to our guests on our way out the clubhouse.
Yes. First of all, I want to thank you for joining us. You know, it's been a pleasure having you in the clubhouse tonight. And I just want everyone to just be mindful of the choices that they make, because I know they are their choices, but sometimes, you know, you never know who's watching. So always be mindful of that. And I thank you for joining us.
Definitely.
Well, definitely. Thank you for having me.
Ms. Leisha?
Yes, I thank you so much for coming out and just kicking it with us in the clubhouse today. We had interesting conversation, y'all.
Yes,
had a good
time.
Yes,
we talked
had
about
a good time.
Aaron
would
be proud
about everything under the sun. Right,
yes.
Everything under the sun.
You did good, Leisha. Aaron would be proud of you. You brought in his scenario several times this evening, so. I know when he goes back and listens to the archives, he's going to be like, my girl, Leisha, that's what I'm talking about. So. I think you held him down. I think you held him down. Pressure cooker and all. I think you held him down. Pressure cooker and all.
Yes, you did. See, yes. We had a good time. Y'all make sure y'all go out and one-click those books. I started the Pink Panty series. Akira Keys is an erotic author. I'm telling y'all, it's the business. So you might want to go on in Amazon and get that. And I also have Sade's book. And from beginning, it's drama. And it's not, I want to say it's street lit either. But there is drama from the first two sentences. It's like, oh, wow. It makes you want to keep going just to hear her story and the things that she went through. And I'm going to just say, you keep moving, you know. Everything in life happens at different times. Everything happens when it needs to happen. Come any out of your life for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they want to leave, let them go. You know, and the people that want to come in, make sure you make it so that you allow yourself to receive those people. You know, make sure you always finish what you start. The road might look rocky. It could be filled with a lot of obstacles, but I would say just keep moving forward because those rocky roads and obstacles, they're just part of your journey, you know, and they're not the end result. They're just what you have to go through to get where you're trying to go. And at some point in time, all of that is going to be cleared away. And sometimes all you see is just stuff. You may not be able to see where you're going, but you have to have faith and just keep going, because the road is going to clear up. You just have to clear out some of these things, and sometimes those things are internal, things that you have to work through within yourself in order to get to the next level. So I'm going to say, ladies, I had a wonderful time.
Yes, I did too. I did too. And you know, in the way out of the clubhouse, we don't have to drop that beat. Thank you, callers. Thank you, chat room. We're so happy that we're able to have our guests out, Akira Keaton, Shadi McGraw. Loving these ladies. Please check for their work. Please watch them on the social media. Follow them. See where they're going on their journey. Go ahead, Leisha. Take us on out of here for the evening. Good night, everybody.
Hey,
good night.
Good night.
Baby, shoot, baby, shoot.
Here I go again, girl. Yeah. What's my weakness?
Yeah.
Okay, then chillin', minding my business.
Word.
You thought I looked around and I couldn't believe this. I swear, I stand, my niece, my witness. The brother had it going over something. my feathers and I'm chill for a bit. Don't know how you do the voodoo that you do so well. It's a spell, hell, makes me wanna shoot, shoot, shoot. I wanna thank your mother for a butt like that. Can I get some fries with that shake, shake, booby? If looks could kill, you would be an easy or a shotgun bang. What's up with that thing? I wanna know, how does it hang? Straight up, wait up, hold up, Mr. Lover. Like Prince said, you're a sexy mother. Well, I like them real wild. B-boy style by the mile. Smooth black skin with a smile. Bright as the sun, I wanna have some fun. Come and give me some of that yum, yum chocolate chip, honey dip. Can I get a baby, take a ride in my coupe. You make me wanna shoot, shoot,
baby. Hey, 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 hey. Don't you know I wanna shoot, baby?
Shoot, shoot, baby. Shoot, baby. Shoot, baby. Shoot, baby. Shoot, baby.
Well, let me bring it back to the subject. That's all it said. Make you get hot, make you work up a sweat when you sit to my loo, my darling. When I get shot, bet your bottom dollar you were best under pressure.
Yo, Sandy, I wanna like taste you.
Get your lips wet, cause it's time to have pep. On your mark, get set, go, let me go, let me shoot to the next man in the three-piece suit. I spend all my dough, Ray, me, cutie, shoot, shoo-ba-doobie, like Scooby-Dooby-Doo. I love you in your big jeans, you give me nice dreams, you make me wanna scream, ooh-ooh-ooh. I like what you do, when you do, what you do, you make me wanna shoot. Coming this way, ooh.
Can't send a P, wanna get with me, cool, uh-huh. But I'm wicked, G, yeah. Hit skins whenever quickly.
Right.
I hit the skins for the hell of it, just for the yell I get, for the smell of it.
Smell
you
it.
Want my ball, here's the hot rod.
Hot
12
rod.
Inches to a yard and eight. Have you sounding like a retard. 6'1 of a 6'2, wanna hit you.
So what you wanna do?
What you wanna do?
I wanna